Hey everybody, welcome to the pilot episode of whatever this podcast is going to be called. We haven't decided on a name yet. My name's Cams. I'm a constant reader, a big fan, an aficionado of The Chronicles of Thomas Covenant by Stephen Donaldson. Or if you're in the US, Stephen R. Donaldson. Not sure why the publishers do that, but there you go. So we're going to be talking through The Chronicles of Thomas Covenant, along with my good friend, Barge.
Yeah, so I'm Barge, and I've known Cams since we were at uni a million years ago, and I remember him going on about the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant at a time when, I just wasn't interested in fantasy or science fiction or anything. So, a couple of times and nights or whatever, you'd have started going on about it. And, you know, just the name. I mean, absolutely no details. So, I'm coming to this really clean, as it were, you know, because I know none of the chat around it. I know none of the story. I mean, I had no idea of anything actually when I came to it. So, so that's my position. You know, just a clean slate, as it were.
Aye. And so you weren't into fantasy or sci-fi back then, are you now?
Certainly sci-fi, and you know, genres in general, I think, are less kind of meaningful in being restrictive, you know, because I mean, when stuff is talked about, you know, everything being interconnected, as far as I'm concerned, then you know, anything can be delivered through the medium of anything else, and so I don't exclude the way I used to, I think.
Very good. So you're coming to it cold, I'm coming to it very, very warm. I've read at least the first and second Chronicles multiple times. Each of the Chronicles are made up of three books, the first and the second, and then there's a last Chronicles, which is made up of four books. So I'm anticipating getting through all of them. I'm not sure how long it will take.
Right.
It's going to take a while. So the way I see this going is that we're going to read through two or three chapters a week and then hop on a call and discuss it. We're not going to give you any spoilers. I'm going to make sure that I don't jump ahead and drop anything in that I shouldn't.
And I won't be reading ahead of the point that we're going to be getting to at the end of that particular episode. So yeah. I won't be going ahead. And if I do spot any jumping ahead, then I'll point it out.
Yeah. So if you want to read along with us, whether you're doing that now or whether it's in years' time, you know, these things are going to be evergreen, I hope. And, you know, I'll just tell you about the inspiration for this. For me, it came from listening to another podcast called Kingslingers, which is all about Stephen King's The Dark Tower series, which I love. I've read the whole thing, and I found this podcast discussing the books in great detail. The format was the same. There was a constant reader who'd read them multiple times and a newcomer. And I really like that format as a listener. So I'm keen to jump into it as a reader as well and see what we can bring to the table. I'm quite surprised at how little content there is out there on the internet about these books compared to some of the other bigger fantasy trilogies or series. So we're going to fill that gap.
There's another aspect which intrigues me anyway, and I like those kind of personal linkages and relationships. So you had expressed another reason why you wanted to kind of explore these books in this format.
Yeah, it's really to get an idea of what keeps me coming back to these books. You know, I'm now in my early 50s. I first read these in my late teens, at least the first Chronicles, and you know, I was a different person then, you know, and each time I've read these books, I've got something else from it, and I'm very keen to explore that and see what it is that keeps me coming back to this anti-hero called Thomas Covenant, the Unbeliever.
Mm-hmm. And this, I don't know, this repeat return, it seems to me to have some kind of visceral quality. So, I mean, goes really deep into some kind of aspect of yourself that you want to explore. So, at least I get a sense of that. And, yeah, so, I mean, there may be some deep stuff coming up for you. Yeah,
well, for the listeners' benefit, you know, we've been pals a long time and we've had many deep and meaningful conversations through the years. So some of that might come out, you know. And if we go too deep, there might be some editing involved, who knows. We're just going to be loose with it and see where it takes us. And hopefully the listeners will get something out of it as well.
Yep.
So that's us. That's the intro. We're going to be publishing the first episode very soon. We haven't pinned down a schedule yet as such. We haven't even got a name yet, so we'll need to discuss that. Of course, it will have a name by the time it goes out. So by the time you're listening to this, you will know what it's called. But we don't, so let us know.
It'll be too late, of course, by then.
Yeah, it'll be pinned down.
Right.
So that's us. It's going to go out on the usual podcast platforms. I'm also going to put it out onto YouTube. I think that's it. There's nowhere else really. It's going to be audio only. We'll probably set up a Patreon or something like that. That seems to be the done thing to invite supporters and try and grow this into something with longevity and hopefully something that you will all enjoy listening to and coming back to each week along with us. So, anything else you want to add before we end this episode, Barge?
I guess just that I'm a little bit of a slow speaker sometimes. So, just want to remind people that they can always listen at 1.5 or 2 speed.
Yeah, who doesn't do that?
Well, I find some people find that it's disrespectful to do that. I've had those kind of reactions and, yeah,
I've heard
right,
that, yeah.
Huh? It's funny. But anyway, I wouldn't feel disrespected.
No. Yeah, and also with that, I'm actually put some of my audiobooks down to 1x at the moment because I've just launched a BookTube channel on YouTube and I want to read more deeply, listen more closely, and I feel that blasting through 50-hour fantasy books at 2 speed, you know, I'm missing things. So I'm just dropping that in there, you know.
Right.
So, yeah, we'll say goodbye for now. We'll send you to where we need to send you to once we know where that is. So right now, you can go to whatever this podcast is called, .com, and you'll find us. Right, so I'll see you when we get back. I look forward to our first discussion of chapters 1 to 3. Of Lord Fowl's Bane, the first of the Chronicles of Thomas Covenant. Thanks for listening.
Bye-bye.
And just a wee add-on here. I've set up a read-along using the Storygraph app. So if you'd like to read along with us as we publish these episodes, a chapter at a time, I'll put a link down in the show notes. I think the Storygraph app is a really good place for doing this kind of thing, so that's what I'm going to do. So I've set it up there. You can go and join the read-along. I think you will need a Storygraph account, which is free. So just sign up for an account over there. It's an independent, small platform run by a very small team. And I think it's good to support that kind of thing. So, yeah, hopefully I'll see you on there. And we will be publishing using our new URL, which is theunbelievers.co. So we have a name. Come and find us. We look forward to having your ears listen to our content.